Set for the coffee hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
You never know what I'm going to say, do you?
No, never. I'm not even sure if you're going to turn my mic on sometimes.
It's Friday.
It is Friday. I successfully packed jeans on the right day today.
Yes,
it's
casual Friday.
I was worried when I got here.
It's casual Friday.
I just have to like walk around and make sure everybody else is also wearing jeans.
You know, for a while, the schedule was like every other Friday or the and third Friday.
That
I could
been
never get it right.
I would have always been wearing them on the wrong day.
I think that's why the policy was changed to every Friday, because I could never get
Nobody
it right.
Nobody could get it right.
Like, oh, nope, it's not casual Friday.
Wah, wah, you lose.
It is.
Try
it
again.
It is today. Yes. It is casual Friday, and I'm grateful for that. A beautiful day here in St. Louis. Also a beautiful day to be at the lake.
Yeah. Man, some people.
Some of our team at the lake today. We're going to check in with them. But they're not just out playing at the lake. They actually have work to do today.
Yeah. Put them to work, Andy.
At a convention. Yes. Put them to work. Your co-host from Monday, right?
Yes.
Mary Schmidt was in Monday.
Yeah, we talked about art. I kind of lost track of time.
We're going to check in with Mary here in just a little bit. She's at the Missouri District LWML Convention, so we'll check in with her in just a little bit. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Thanks for supporting the Coffee Hour. Live Uncommon. I love their new branding motto.
Yeah.
Is it a motto?
Their whole new branding stuff is really cool. I like it.
There's nothing common about me.
I would agree with that.
I should have gone to Concordia, Wisconsin.
But you went to Chicago, which I approve.
Close. Only like an hour and a half?
Yeah, they're pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What coffee do you have today?
I'm not sure. Luther made it.
Are you sure that it's coffee?
I am very sure it's coffee.
All right, that's good.
And it's very good. Probably either Honduras or Costa Rica, but I can't tell. So, oh well.
So it's today, delicious. Today we head to Missouri LWML Convention, and then in the second half, Pastor Tim Dregemiller from Georgia is going to share with us his approach to adult catechesis. I learned about this, I think earlier this year sometime, I came across it. I was like, I need to know more about this. This is fascinating.
It is really cool.
I want to know what he does with this, because he looks at the seasons of the church year, and that's all part of, that's like very tightly woven into what they do in catechesis. So we're going to talk with him in the second half. Joining us by phone this morning, Mary Schmidt with KFUO. She's at the Missouri District LWML Convention. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Andy.
How are things at the LWML Convention, the Missouri District LWML Convention this morning? How's it looking at the lake?
Actually, it's looking very well. We just got here and we're getting ready to set up, so a lot of people are showing up. It starts at around 10 o'clock for us, and then we're going to be meeting people and letting them know about KFUO here at the LWML Convention. And it's been very nice so far. We've met a lot of really wonderful people, and they're really kind, and it's really good.
Who have you been able to meet or catch up with if you've met them before?
Well, actually, I just ran into Bob Rodner, who's here with me today as well.
Good morning, Bob. Part of that.
Hey, guys. How are you? Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you, too. Bob, who are you with?
I'm now serving with Apple of His Eye, just accepted a call to be a missionary to Israel. So I'm here with Apple of His Eye at Missouri District LWML, and LWML's been very, very strong in their support of the work in Israel, and so we're displaying here as well, but living in St. Louis currently, but we'll be moving to Israel next year.
Wow, that's exciting.
Shalom, y'all.
Hey, shalom. Toda.
What are some of the things that you're looking forward to showing or sharing with people at the convention, Bob?
Well, we're going to be talking a lot about the mission of the church and how that looks in the world today, really reflecting and specifically on the Middle East. And, of course, that's been in the news a lot recently, but it's all about wanting to share Yeshua as the Messiah. And so we're excited to be able to do that here with the ladies, have an interest session with them tomorrow, and we'll also have our display here as well. But it's really an exciting new mission and ministry that actually got off the ground with a grant from the LWML last year in Albuquerque, a $100,000 grant that was approved back in Des Moines. And we're able to actually go into Israel now and open up that country as new work for the Lutheran Church.
Outstanding. That's exciting. Now, the LWML Missouri District Convention is at Lodge of the Four Seasons at Lake of the Ozarks. Is that right?
That's right. It's gorgeous here. I'm sure it's nice back in St. Louis, but when you've got a view of a beautiful lake.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you guys have it there, too, at the building, but it's not as beautiful as this lake.
It's on the other side of the building, a little bit smaller, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit smaller. That's right. Yeah, that's where we're at, though. Yeah, Lake of the Ozarks, and there'll be about 400 ladies here showing up over the next few hours.
Mary, for our listeners who are traveling to the LWML Missouri Convention today, where can they find you at the convention? Where can they come find out about KFUO as they're traveling? We have many faithful listeners, I'm sure, who are listening in the car on their drive out to the lake this morning.
Well, we're going to be in the main building where you come in and kind of check in. But as you go in, there's some stairs that you'll go down, and we'll be placed up. But that's where most of the people will be, other organizations who are presenting to the LWML, and KFUO will be among them. So if you're here, please come visit us. We'd love to see you.
And I bet you have some KFUO swag for them as well, don't you?
We do. We have some of our KFUO tote bags, some of our chip clips, some of our pens, and we're doing a raffle. We're giving away a Bluetooth speaker, a KFUO tumbler cup, and a few of our KFUO t-shirts. So if you make a stop by and sign up for our raffle, you'll definitely get a chance.
Excellent.
I'm coming by, Mary.
Have you checked out the t-shirts, Bob? Have you seen the KFUO t-shirts this year? They're super awesome, super comfortable. Yeah, got to check them out.
No, I haven't seen them yet. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, it's...
I'll make sure I show you some.
Mary, do you get a chance to sit in on any of the sessions while you're there as well, or will you be at the booth the whole time?
You know, that I'm actually not sure. I would love to come up and see how they do it and see what they're voting on this year. I'm not sure if I'll actually be there for the voting, but I know I'll be able to find out all the information as the day goes on. So it's always exciting to see what they're doing and what they're helping to move along as far as helping to spread the gospel. So it's always nice.
And you have a partner there with you at the KFUO booth this year. Is that right?
I do. Joni Harwell is joining me. She's actually helping to get all the stuff ready. So she's not here, unfortunately, right now. But she and her three little grand girls, Kathy, Riona, and Alina, are going to help us at the KFUO booth and help get out the word of KFUO.
So if you're headed to the Missouri District LWML Convention, stop by and visit our friends. Visit Mary and Joni and all the girls at the KFUO booth there at the LWML Convention going on today. And this goes through tomorrow, is that correct?
It goes through Sunday morning.
Sunday morning, all right. Well, I pray that you have a good time at the convention. Bob, thanks so much for joining us this morning as well. Blessings on your time there and the upcoming year as you prepare to head to Israel.
Thanks, Andy. Appreciate that. I'll stop in and say hi to you next time I'm in the building.
That would be outstanding.
Yeah.
Well, blessings on the rest of the convention. Thanks so much for checking in with us this morning, Mary.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Andy.
How fun. I know they always have a good time when they get together at the conventions like that. And I know that Joni and Mary will be there to answer all kinds of questions about KFUO and share some
Absolutely.
Great KFUO swag.
It's kind of like a family reunion of sorts when you go to those conventions. I realize that because I went to RSTM last year. And it's like all these people seem to know each other, and they all like converge
and, you know,
in one room.
It's kind of funny now that you mention it. You said RSTM, and they're at LWML, and we're in the LCMS. We play a lot of alphabet soup, don't we?
We do.
So Lutheran Women's Missionary League,
yes.
Missouri District of the LWML is meeting right now.
Yes.
RSTM, Rural and Small Town Mission. I feel like we need a whole series on explaining our alphabet soup, don't we?
I think we should. We should like take a couple of minutes every week and just kind of...
Rural and Small Town Mission, that takes place in the fall, usually the end of October. October, beginning of November.
Yes, it does.
And that's in usually somewhere in the
Kansas City,
far Midwest.
Ish.
Yeah, Kansas City. It could be at I guess it is usually around Kansas City.
Yeah, I think that's there. It's there again this year, I think.
Yeah, I was thinking it was a different place. It was just a different hotel last year than it was in years past.
So yeah, and everybody Kansas was talking City. About that. They were like, is this where we were last year? I don't remember it looking like this, but I know we were in Kansas City. I was like, I don't know.
The RSTM conference is a lot of fun, too. That's kind of a homecoming sort of thing,
it
too,
is.
For for the congregations or lay leaders and pastors and church workers in those rural and small town congregations and ministries. Yeah.
They all kind of know each other too. Cause when you're in the same situation as another church, you kind of have that bond of,
and some
of knowing what each other is going through.
Networking, sharing ideas, of, you know, what has worked well for you in your community and, what might work well for others in their own community as well.
It's really cool to meet all of them too. I have new Facebook friends, so there's that.
That's true. You got a lot of Facebook friends. You talked about social media at that event, didn't you?
I did. Yeah, digital media, websites, social media. It was fun.
Speaking of website, that's where I learned about the catechesis that Pastor Dragomiller does.
I'm really excited about this.
And we're going to talk about that in just a couple minutes here with Pastor Dragomiller. Adult catechesis. What do you think of when you hear adult catechesis?
New membership.
Okay. New membership.
Yeah.
So... And when you think of, you know, instruction or learning for new membership, do you
boring.
Have a
boring?
Well, I wasn't thinking that, but okay.
No,
that's
I'm
what you
kidding.
Think.
I'm kidding.
Time frame. You know, I would be curious. I would love to survey I would love to survey our whole church body and see what the average like duration. It's probably like an hour long class, maybe a 2 hour class.
Yeah.
And how many weeks does it meet?
I think for our churches, it was a year.
Really?
I think so. I could be wrong. I never went through it, so I didn't fully pay attention to the church.
Because you probably went through like the youth catechesis.
Yeah, and that was 2 years for me in grade school, 7th and 8th grade.
And I think that's pretty typical. That's pretty common.
It's pretty common for 2 years for younger kids, but I want to say it was a year. I could be wrong.
In the last few years, I have seen more, more in-depth and longer programs for youth. I'm curious to find out about Pastor Dragomiller's approach to adult catechesis. Find out more in just a little bit when Coffee Hour returns. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Goldseth.